Chapter 40. The Final Cigarette. Having decided on your timing, you are now ready to smoke that last cigarette. Before you do so, check on the two essentials. 1. Do you feel certain of success? 2. Have you a feeling of doom and gloom, or a sense of excitement that you're about to achieve something marvellous? If you have any doubts, listen to this program again. If you still have doubts, obtain a copy of The Only Way to Stop Smoking Permanently, also known as Only Way, published by Penguin, or contact your nearest Easy Way clinic. Remember that you never decided to fall into the smoking trap, but that trap is designed to enslave you for life. In order to escape, you need to make the positive decision that you're about to smoke your final cigarette. Remember, the only reason that you've listened to this program so far is because you would dearly love to escape. So make that positive decision now. Make a solemn vow that when you extinguish that final cigarette, whether you find it easy or difficult, you will never smoke another. Perhaps you're worried that you've made this vow several times in the past but are still smoking, or that you will have to go through some awful trauma. Have no fear. The worst thing that can possibly happen is that you fail. And so you've absolutely nothing to lose and so much to gain. But stop even thinking about failure. The beautiful truth is that it's not only ridiculously easy to quit, but you can actually enjoy the process. This time, you're going to use Easy Way. All you need to do is to follow the simple instructions that I'm about to give you. 1. Make the solemn vow now and mean it. 2. Smoke that final cigarette consciously. Inhale the filth deeply into your lungs and ask yourself where the pleasure is. 3. When you extinguish it, do so not with a feeling of, I must never smoke another, or I'm not allowed to smoke another, but with the feeling of, isn't it great? I'm free. I'm no longer the slave of nicotine. I don't ever have to put these filthy things in my mouth again. 4. Be aware that for a few days there will be a little nicotine saboteur inside your stomach. You might only know the feeling, I want a cigarette. At times, I refer to that little nicotine monster as the slight physical craving for nicotine. Strictly, this is incorrect, and it is important that you understand why. Because it takes about 3 weeks for that little monster to die, ex-smokers believe that the little monster will continue to crave cigarettes after the final cigarette has been extinguished, and that they must therefore use willpower to resist the temptation during this period. This is not so. The body doesn't crave nicotine. Only the brain craves nicotine. If you do get that feeling of, I want a cigarette, over the next few days, your brain has a simple choice. It can either interpret that feeling for what it actually is, an empty, insecure feeling started by the first cigarette and perpetuated by every subsequent one, and say to yourself, yippee, I'm a non-smoker. Or you can start craving for a cigarette and suffer it for the rest of your life. Just think for a moment. Wouldn't that be an incredibly stupid thing to do? To say, I never want to smoke again, then spend the rest of your life saying, I'd love a cigarette. That's what smokers who use the willpower method do. No wonder they feel so miserable. They spend the rest of their lives desperately moping for something that they desperately hope they will never have. No wonder so few of them succeed, and the few that do never feel completely free. 5. It is only the doubting and the waiting that make it difficult to quit. So never doubt your decision. You know it's the correct decision. If you begin to doubt it, you will put yourself into a no-win situation. You will be miserable if you crave a cigarette but can't have one. you will be even more miserable if you do have one. No matter what system you're using, what is it that you're trying to achieve when you quit smoking? Never to smoke again? No. Many ex-smokers do that but go through the rest of their lives feeling deprived. What's the real difference between smokers and non-smokers? Non-smokers have no need or desire to smoke. They don't crave cigarettes and do not need to exercise willpower in order not to smoke. That's what you're trying to achieve, and it's completely within your power to achieve it. You don't have to wait to stop craving cigarettes or to become a non-smoker. You do it the moment you extinguish that final cigarette. You have cut off the supply of nicotine. You are already a happy non-smoker. And you will remain a happy non-smoker, provided 1. You never doubt your decision. 2. You don't wait to become a non-smoker. If you do, you will merely be waiting for nothing to happen, which will create a phobia. 3. You don't try not to think about smoking or wait for the moment of revelation to come. Either way, you will merely create a phobia. 4. You don't use substitutes. 5. You see all other smokers as they really are and pity them rather than envy them. 6. Whether they be good days or bad days, you don't change your life just because you've quit smoking. If you do, you will be making a genuine sacrifice, and there is no need to. Remember, you haven't given up living. You haven't given up anything. On the contrary, you've cured yourself from an awful disease and escaped from an insidious prison. As the days go by and your health, both physical and mental, improves, the highs will appear higher and the lows less low than when you were a smoker. 7. Whenever you think about smoking, either during the next few days or the rest of your life, you think, "Yippee, I'm a non-smoker."